Here we go.
James Ross. Now, James Ross is kicking off another hour of the greatest hits of music on Replay Radio.
It's the greatest hits of music.
There is something about weekends, isn't there? And this one in particular. Why is it that everybody has a hangover? Not me, not me. How about you? Are you recovering from all the fun?
Baby Jane, don't leave me hanging on the line. I knew you when you had no one to talk to. Now you're moving in high society. Don't forget, I know secrets about you. I used to think you were on my side, but now I'm no longer sure. I wish I knew what I know now before. When I give my heart again, I know it's gonna last forever. No one tell me where or when. I know it's gonna last forever. Baby Jane, don't it make you feel sad? Just when I thought that we were winning, you and I were so close in every way. Don't time fly when you're loving and laughing? I've said goodbye so many times. The situation.
I guess that was pretty much the peak of his chart career anyway. Rod Stewart and Baby Jane. And he's now taken up residency in Las Vegas. I think it's Caesar's Palace. He's there for almost 2 years. Already done 9 months or so. So that's your next chance, your next opportunity to see Rod Stewart. Take a trip to Las Vegas. Hello, this is James Ross. Hope you've had a good 7 days. Ready for a good 2 hours of music. This is the greatest hits of music, and we have got some. Spots around the world at the moment. Rio de Janeiro in 29 degrees, scattered clouds. Singapore has 25 degrees sitting on the equator. Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, 19 degrees. Not too hot there, but still cooling down after a wet and humid summer. Hawaii, 19 degrees. Hong Kong, also 19 degrees. It's a bit cooler. In London, 14 degrees. 17 degrees in Bournemouth over the next week. Paris has 21 degrees. Madrid, 21 degrees. Berlin, 14 degrees. Overcast in New York, just 8 degrees. 12 degrees in Los Angeles. In Moscow, it's minus 2 degrees. Still pretty cold in Moscow. And Tokyo, 7 degrees. Beijing, also 7 degrees and clear.
I'm feeling sexy and free.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
She's a busy girl at the moment, recording her second album. She's also on The Voice in the UK. And, of course, in the middle of a big global tour. Jessie J and Domino. It's the greatest hits of music. Something on the radio. James Ross at somethingontheradio.com. Drop me a line. James Ross at somethingontheradio.com. James Ross. That for Michelle, who is a big new fan of that very famous French coffee shop chain. You know the one I mean? What do you mean you haven't been in a coffee shop? You've been in a pub. La, 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 la. Is everybody hangover at the moment? La.
standing by, and all I gotta do is run to you.
Mark assures me he's not been in the pub. Just got back from a fantastic trip to California and Disneyland. Kicked off the hour with Baby Jane, Rod Stewart, Does Your Mother Know, ABBA, Domino, Jessie J, 1970 classic, Venus and Shocking Blue, and 1967, Even the Bad Times Are Good. That's the Tremolos. That was, of course, the follow-up to Silence is Golden. If you want to know more, the playlist is at somethingontheradio.com. Did you see these guys on tour? They have been doing the rounds over the last few months. After years of derision, they had 19 top 40 hits in the UK and 4 number ones. That's from their 15th album. It's called Travelling, and the single is called It's Possible.
The greatest hits of music.
Power play. Power play.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The spore is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats.
Ooh,
change the mood a little. I've been posing down the pub, I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash, but all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had, and everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat. Cool for cats. Lots of questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I give her some old chat, but it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
In entertainment news, Stevie Wonder has been named as the Sunday night headliner for Bestival on the Isle of Wight. Stevie had his first hit in 1966 and will appear at the Isle of Wight Festival on September the 9th. Also announced to play there is New Order. They, of course, reformed last August. And what was that big song? You just couldn't get away from it, could you? It was Blue Monday. When was that? Late 80s?
I was blind. My life shines on.
Well, Lucy's been digging around, as she does, and proved to me that the Blue Monday New Order song came out first in 1983 and was a hit again in 1988. Well, I was sort of right in that case. Elsewhere in entertainment news, Oscar-winning 1981 film Chariots of Fire is to be brought back to the big screen ahead of this summer's Olympics in the UK. 20th Century Fox and the British Film Institute are working to digitally remaster the film, which tells the true story of two runners who compete in the 1924 Paris Olympics despite religious obstacles. It'll be shown from mid-July across the UK, starring Ian Charlson and Ben Cross. And originally, of course, it won 4 Oscars, including Best Picture, Screenplay and Best Music for Vangelis' acclaimed score, Chariots of Fire.
When you love someone, it's natural, not demanding. And that's one thing I'm proud to see, I found in you. I'm so glad we reached an understanding. Now I know my heart is safe with you. Ooh. So now my love to you, baby, I surrender.
Is the greatest hits of music. Shalimar, A Night to Remember. Primal Scream, Moving on Up. And Squeeze and Cool for Cats. Well, this week in live music around the world, Olivia Newton-John plays Hong Kong. Also playing live this week in LA is Kelly Clarkson. Elton John is in Las Vegas on the 13th of April. Coldplay on the 20th of April in Vancouver. 27th of April sees Lady Gaga in Seoul. Duran Duran play Rio on the 30th of April. And Barry Manilow is in New York City also on the 30th of April.
It's the greatest hits of music. James Ross.
Stop it on the radio.
It's the greatest hits of music.
I shot the sheriff.
But I did not shoot the deputy.
James Ross at something on the radio.com. James Ross at something on the radio.com. What are you up to? Couldn't be more of a greatest hit of music, could there, than that one? Eric Clapton and I Shot the Sheriff. Now, what is this? Yes, it is a TV theme, but what is the TV show? Do you know? Very familiar, and so it should be. They made 344 episodes of this. 14 seasons. It was made by the American network CBS. And it was broadcast from 1979 to 1993. It was set in a fictional coastal suburb in LA. But what was the name of the show? And it was a sort of spin-off from another very famous TV show. Oh, Sirius and this LA suburb, of course, it was a cul-de-sac it was set in.
Free to be whatever I choose, and I'll sing the blues if I want. I'm free to say whatever I like, if it's wrong or right, it's alright. Always seems to me, you only see what people want you to see.
One of those weekends, eh? Whatever. Okay, what is this? It is a TV show, and it was created by David Jacobs, who was the writer who also created Dallas. Oh, giving it away, eh? Stars in the original show of this series included Michelle Lee, Ted Shackelford, Joan Van Ark, Don Murray, and Patrick Peterson. The show ran 14 seasons on CBS in the US and, of course, transferred around the world. 344 episodes between 1979 and 1993. And yes, it was set in a cul-de-sac in a fictional coastal suburb of LA in California. But what was the show? So what was it? It was, of course, Knots Landing. Get 3 premium points if you got that correctly. Knots Landing, one of the longest running shows of its kind. Room 5, Oliver Cheatham, Make Love, playing that for Ted, who's been having roti for brunch. Yum.
James Ross. It's the greatest hits of music.
What do you mean you don't know what roti is? It's that kind of Indian pancake. Almost with like a curry sauce, isn't it? Yum. Yes, this is the greatest hits of music. And if you want to know the tunes that we're playing, you can find them at somethingontheradio.com. Somethingontheradio.com. Rescheduled his tour. He will start again touring on the 4th of September in Vienna, with an extra date in that city where the star was treated in hospital. 1,000 tickets for that concert will be given to the medical staff who looked after him. He was taken ill in November last year, just hours before he was due to perform. Also playing a series of other dates, particularly around the UK, including London's Royal Albert Hall, that concert he was forced to shelve in May of last year. George Michael getting back on the road and back on the road to recovery. This is the greatest hits of music.
Doing all right. He
his best and at their best. Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones.
At last my dreams come true.
Hit from 1972, The Pearls. Well, American musician Herbie Hancock has announced the inception of International Jazz Day as part of his role as a UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador. International Jazz Day will take place on 30th of April this year, and the day will include concerts in Paris, New Orleans, and New York, and jazz-related events around the world. Wow.
Do you remember how we
should be good?
Do you remember summer days? Sometimes I feel like going down.
International Jazz Day on the 30th of April.
This way.
exhausted after that.